You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, our footage has gone viral overnight of an alleged criminal trying to escape over in the UK.
Yeah, criminals will try to do that.
I had noticed.
Yeah, it's got to keep the police busy, otherwise they'd be bored.
However, the way that this criminal tried to escape is the reason that it's made headlines. So he was spotted driving a stolen vehicle.
Okay.
Which is something that is bad.
Mm.
Police officers over in Sussex in the UK saw that and thought, we might have to go and have a chat to this man. The man in question said, "No, I don't want to have a chat to you," and tried to evade capture. Now,
so is this a police pursuit in vehicles to start off with?
It's unclear. Unclear. Right. All that is confirmed is that to try and evade capture from the police, the alleged criminal decided that it would be a good idea to hide in a giant pile of cow poo.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
The picture of him that the police posted online is just his head is invisible, but it's like from the neck down, and it's just him covered in like bits of poo and like hay and just other stuff. To make the humiliation even worse, his pants are a little bit down as well, and he's just handcuffed there.
How did they get him out?
Well, yeah, that again, it's unclear. I feel sorry for
because yes, they have in the cop shop, don't they? They have a bit of a hierarchy, don't they?
I guess so. What, yeah, you're saying, like, the senior and junior officers have to kind of do the worst.
There's some poor police cadet, like some kid that's fresh signed up, maybe even still in school, and they've rocked up to do cadets that week.
I don't think that's legal. Like, the police have just gone and grabbed someone out of school and just go, "Hey, you, throw you into a pile of cow poo. Go get him."
But what they have is they have those cadetships for the kids that they can go and practice to be police officers, you know, instead of going to soccer practice.
Yeah.
Then they can do a cadetship with the police.
I mean, if that is the case, that kid picked, there's like the work experience, you picked the worst week ever to do work experience with
Mum,
the police.
Mum, I want to go and play soccer. Oh, wait, it's football because I'm in England.
Yes. The police posted the picture on social media along with the caption, "Eager to evade and fleeing in a hurry, the suspect was eventually arrested neck deep in a pile of poo."
Mm.
Thanks to the determined officers who rescued the man, they all ended up safe, however slightly covered in poo.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yuck.
I mean, that's dedication to the cause if you're having to go and chase a guy who is hiding in cow poo.
Yeah, what happens next? I assume they're probably going to rinse him off.
Yeah, I think a shower very much. It's like, yes, you got the right to remain silent. We'll do all of that stuff. But showers first, please.
They might have to do the old school police thing, like the mounted police from those cowboy movies. Because you're not going to let him in the squad car.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to say, because I assume there's like multiple police have kind of turned up to arrest this guy. It's been turned into a bit of drama. There's multiple police cars there.
Hmm.
Do you reckon they're drawing straws over whose car he actually has to go in?
No, they're waiting for the mounted police, and then they do the lasso thing, and then he has to walk walk all the way just from behind the horse.
I mean, everyone, this is in the UK, and their coronavirus thing, it's slightly different to here. Over in the UK, I was reading, they do, I think masks are mandatory.
Yeah, they've got heaps of cases over there, hundreds of thousands.
I reckon the police, they would obviously be already wearing masks to stay safe. However, they might just, you know, I don't know if this would even work, but just pop kind of another one on top of that. Just put multiple. Just give me 17 masks. Yeah. That's what I need. A full hazmat suit. That is what I need to deal with this guy.
Yeah, probably.
Can imagine the judge, you have the right to go and have a shower, please.
You have the right. Can we let this guy out? Even the prisoners are like, this sucks.
And I'm like, fine, just go. Just promise not to drive a stolen car or swim in cow poo again.
It's like somehow he's found himself in, what do they call it, when you're in the security, the highest level by yourself, isolated security, is that what they call it?
Like isolation.
Yeah, and his crimes aren't even half as bad as the bloke's 10 meters down the prison hallway.
Just no one wanted to be next to him.
Just that's where we're gonna put him.
Simo and Jordan.
2020's been a time.
Yeah, that's safe to say.
Lots of people were saying it's not outrageous for me to suggest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every year, the Macquarie Dictionary, are you familiar with this?
I'm aware of what the dictionary is, yes.
Yeah, so have you ever used one? When was the last time you opened a dictionary?
You know what, I was just thinking that. I think it would have been like primary school, maybe.
Do you ever look up words? on the internet.
Well, is that what you do on a fun Saturday night?
Yeah, so I use, if you write define
yeah.
in the search engine and then dot dot as in like ellipsis, it'll give you a definition of any word you want.
You know, I'm going to mess with your head now.
Yep.
You don't have to write define.
Really?
If you just write the word.
Oh, gosh.
It'll come up with a description of it. If you type in like just carrot, it'll say carrot, noun, oh, long gosh. Orangey thing.
Really?
I don't think it is a noun, actually, but you know what I mean.
The wonders of the internet.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
But now Macquarie Dictionary, they have put out a list of the words for 2020.
Okay.
As they do each and every year. So for comparison's sake, in 2007, the word of the year was muffin top.
Okay.
Which is in reference to the little bit of flab around your belly button.
I think now it's not so much a muffin top, it's a dad bod.
Yeah, it's graduated.
I think, yeah, that no one uses muffin top anymore. It's like, oh, I've got a muffin top. It's like, go back to 2007, mate.
Yeah, so any ideas on what the word of the year for 2020 might be?
Well, so this word of the year is something that a word that's kind of popped up out of nowhere and seems to get used a lot. I think a couple of years, selfie was one from previous years when selfies became a big thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's something COVID related.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah. So Rona was up there for one of the most used words of 2020.
Okay.
But I'm very confused about the one that actually has been picked as the 2020 word of the year.
I have a guess?
As voted by the committee. Yeah, go.
I reckon it's going to be social distancing, but is that two words?
No, it is cool. It is doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling?
Doom scrolling. It sounds hectic, hey?
It also sounds like a word that I haven't heard in 2020.
So you do a lot of doom scrolling.
What is doom scrolling?
Welcome to doom scrolling, coming this summer.
It does sound like starring Liam Neeson and The Rock.
Liam, wow, I'd watch. The doom scrolling, it's a term defined as the practice of continuing to read newsfeed articles online or on social media, despite the fact that the news is predominantly negative and often upsetting.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's it. I mean, I don't want to offend the Macquarie Dictionary people, but that's a rubbish word of the year. I mean, we've had way better words.
Yeah.
I mean,
what would you like to suggest? We can write an angry email.
I will.
But then it'll get posted on social media and it'll be more bad news as people doom scroll through their social media.
Are you just going to try and drop doom scrolling in as many times throughout the show?
Do you think you doom scroll, though?
I guess, yeah. I mean, yeah. I scroll through the news.
Yeah, you're a big doom scroller.
The vast majority of it at the moment isn't great.
You're like a wizard of doom scrolling. You're the doom scrolling wizard.
Now, all of a sudden, I'm liking that. I've come right to the word doom scrolling.
Yeah, a bit of status and then you're there.
Top of my Instagram page. Jordan Bocock, doom scrolling wizard.
Yeah, doom scroller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Put that on your resume.
I'll check out the data gaps. Tinder bio, Jordan, 24. Doom scrolling wizard.
Doom scrolling. The finest doom scrolling wizard of the South.
I mean, we had a fight with the doom scrolling wizard of the North. I won. Sucked in, mate.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, I want to talk about the singer Cher. If you don't know who she is... Number one, if you don't know who she is, who are you? Well, have you been living under a rock for all of your life?
Well, I learnt of Cher just through... Like, I didn't know that was her song, or like, I didn't know any of her music.
Okay.
But she kind of just popped up on talk shows and things, but I never really did my due diligence.
She must be publicising something.
She must be famous.
She's either got a book, she's in a movie, or a singer.
Yeah, is she...
One of the three.
Is that Nigella Lawson?
Gee, Nigella Lawson's not cooking anymore and started singing, dancing. No, Simo, the reason I do want to bring up Cher is because I saw this footage yesterday. I was just, you know, scrolling through Facebook and it was like, it's the most bizarre footage I reckon I've ever seen.
Okay.
All right, Simo, at the start of the year, if I asked you a question, what is more likely to happen in 2020, a global pandemic or Cher to be in Cambodia singing to an elephant, what would you say is more likely?
If you're talking to an epidemiologist, they'd probably say COVID-19.
Well, Sam, I'm not talking to an epidemiologist. I'm talking to you.
If you talk to a radio host who is involved in music, you'd probably say the Cher one.
I was talking to a radio host who until 3 minutes ago didn't know any Cher songs.
Yeah, I would go with the... See, that you go... You, look, you've got me in a corner, Jordan.
Well, Simo, let me get you out of that corner by saying that they have both happened.
Yeah, they've occurred.
Obviously, COVID-19's happened, you might have noticed.
Yep.
And overnight, Cher has been filmed serenading, just singing a random song to an elephant in Southeast Asia. I think we've got the audio over here, do we?
Yep.
No matter how your heart is grieving, you keep on.
Such weird footage. So Cher is just standing there with a face mask on and just singing. She's about maybe 2 meters or so away from an elephant who's just eating hay or something. And she's just there. And I was just looking at this footage and going, what on earth? What's going on?
Yeah, very odd. When I've seen, you showed me this video, I didn't realize it was Cher.
Well, her back is to the camera.
Yeah,
so
I thought it was the dude though. There's two backs to the camera.
Yeah.
And there's a bloke on the right, and there's obviously Cher, now that I know, on the left. Because she does, her voice is incredibly rich and deep, don't you think?
You're just discovering Cher's music for the first time.
Well, it's so odd. I don't know a lot about Cher, but she interests me.
Well, I was reading why she would be singing to an elephant, and I did do a bit of research. It's actually quite a good story.
They got massive ears, right?
Cher or elephants?
Yeah, elephants.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they've got a big trunk as well, which kind of takes most of the... And they're massive. That takes a lot of the attention.
Because can they hear long distances?
I don't know.
I think they can, because they can hear predators when they go after them. That's why they have to come from grass, I think. They can't hit them on the open lands.
Okay, number one, how do you know more about elephants than you do Cher? And number two, what David Attenborough doco have you been watching where there's just an elephant stalking a gazelle or something in long grass?
So, the other way. So the reason they can hear them.
Who is attacking an elephant?
Yeah, the predators.
Like, yeah, but have you seen like a lion would look at an elephant and go,
not worth it?
So there's a massive elephant there or a gazelle limping over there.
Yeah, well, like for instance, if they're, I don't want to get into the full doco, but say if the little baby elephant gets stuck trying to cross the river, then they'll be able to hear the predators coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I think
my
hearing
sense.
Is quite good.
But Simo, the reason the Cher is singing to this elephant, it's kind of a sad story, but it's a happy ending. The elephant in question, it was in a zoo in Pakistan. Its kind of zoo mate died sadly, and it was dubbed the world's loneliest elephant because it was living by itself for a while.
Yeah,
there was a big campaign to move the elephant somewhere else. Cher got in behind it and supported it, and as of just the other day, the elephant is now living happily in Cambodia.
Wow!
So it's a good story
with friends.
With friends. I mean, they're not going to move it halfway around the world and go, hey, you still don't have any elephant mates.
Yeah. That's why I was wondering if Cher rocked up just to, you know, because social isolation, COVID-19, even the elephants are social distancing.
No, as far as I can tell, this elephant is now happy. It's got other elephant mates.
Ah, that's cool.
And it's got a story to tell about the time that Cher serenaded the elephant.
Yeah. They'll be in the elephant pub sitting around drinking elephant beers. And he'll never have to pay for an elephant beer ever again as long as he lives.
Can you? It would get annoying, though. It's like, yeah, we know Terry. You tell us a story every day. Come on, mate.
Simo and Jordan.
Do you consider yourself a good multitasker?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Really?
Can't multitask.
Can you do a quick, what is it? Is that rub your tummy and pat your head?
All right, well, let's test it. So rubbing your tummy and then patting your head?
Yeah, you're not bad.
Yeah. I feel that I'm patting my head in a circular motion, though.
It's tricky.
You know, yeah, it is tricky. No, I can't. Guys can't multitask. We all know that.
Well, I now wish to introduce you to the queen of multitasking.
Okay.
This woman, the best way to explain this, Jordan, is just read out what she took to social media with. Her name is Brianna Hill.
Yeah.
And then we're going to roll something. All right.
Okay, so what do you want me to read the...
I no,
can
I
see
got
on
this.
Your screen.
I got this. All right. I did all of this. This is Brianna. I did all of this because I did not see any other option to accomplish both my goals. Become a lawyer and a mum.
Monday morning, a very pregnant Brianna sat down at her desk to take the first part of the exam.
I was ready to go. I was feeling good, feeling confident.
Minutes into it, she went into labor.
And then I stood up and realized my water had broken.
Brianna says she made some important calls, then kept taking that test.
So hang on. So this woman, she's in labor, yes, and she's still doing the exam to become a lawyer.
Yep.
That is dedication.
I enjoy that she made a couple of important calls. I assume they're pregnancy related.
Yeah, no, I assume she just wasn't ordering a butter chicken or something like that.
Well, important business, so maybe accountant, lawyer, someone else maybe, but I assume they were pregnancy operated.
Yeah, I think we can pretty safely assume one of the calls would have been to the husband, I assume she's married, to just say, oh, by the way, this baby thing's happening now.
Yeah, well, I do have the details on who she called.
Called my husband and called my midwives, and they told me I had time before I needed to go to the hospital. So at that point, my husband and I were like, okay, we're going to keep taking this test.
She completed the first part, then several hours later, her son was born at West Suburban Hospital.
Boom, Jordan.
I don't think when the midwife said you've got time, I don't think what she meant was continue doing an exam.
Yeah, you've got time. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Yeah, no, I mean, you've got an hour or so. Yeah, you can just knock out the exam.
How's that for multitasking?
I mean, yeah. Mm. That's something that I couldn't do. I mean, physically, I couldn't do that because I am a man.
For obvious reasons.
Yes, there are. There's obvious reasons there. But yeah, no, so I'm probably not smart enough to do a lawyer's exam either.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, hey.
Yeah, but I mean, do we know if she... I mean, did she pass the test?
Yeah,
or
she's a lawyer now.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, well done to her. So making, what is that, ticking the goals off. Can you imagine how effective and how efficient she is on a day-to-day basis? She's brushing her teeth at the same time that she's, I don't know, cooking her son breakfast with the foot. I don't know what she's up to. She's clearly got some multitasking skills.
I just love, so at the end of the day, she would have got someone would have come up to her and say, yeah, so did you do anything today? Mine was pretty quiet. I didn't get up to much, you know, just kind of work and then had a takeaway. I was feeling kind of tired, you know, so I didn't bother cooking. Then she turns around and says, oh, yeah, I gave birth. This is my lawyer's exam.
Gets angry at anyone that has afternoon naps.
I know. Oh, I was a bit tired about 3 o'clock, so I thought I'd have a little snooze. It's like, oh.
Cannot stand it. But I reckon dish her the keys to the White House. I think she's obviously pretty good at what she does.
I mean, she might be busy enough already.
Nah, she's got time.
Okay, actually, yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah, give it. Yeah.
She'll call the midwives and they'll say, look, you've got time.
Look, you've got 30 seconds. It's like, all right, well, that's enough time for me to become president.
Yeah, I'll take care of that.
Yeah, I'll take care of that. I'll just phone China, say, yeah, what's going on? All is well over here, and then job done.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I did just want to touch on some of the COVID restrictions in New South Wales. They are lifting. Everything is starting to get a little bit more back to normal,
legit,
which is brilliant.
Right, you're all over this. I am not up to date with it, to be frankly honest with you.
Well, Gladys revealed yesterday there's a whole list of various things that we can now do, which we couldn't before.
Yeah.
Including up to 100 people. This is as of next week, by the way, so not quite yet, but as of, I think, the 6th off the top of my head. But, so Gladys said that up to 100 people will be allowed at outdoor gathering. Standing outdoors will be allowed at hospitality venues, so you'll be able to stand outside and have a beverage or two.
Ah.
There's no limit on how many people can go to funerals or weddings. Outdoor stadiums, they can now be 100% capacity.
Legit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's huge.
And there's like lots of other ones as well. New South Wales Health website for all the regulations as well. But one of the big things, and one of the things that caught my attention, was that dance floors and nightclubs can now have up to 50 people permitted.
Okay.
So you can now
sweat it up with other human beings on the dance floor.
Well, you can start to venture back into nightclubs and that sort of thing and, you know, dance the night away.
Play limbo. What else do they do in there?
It's been a while since you've been to a nightclub.
Yeah, there's nothing for me in there, Jordan, except maybe if there's a limbo stick, then I've got some slight interest.
Well, Simo, as much as this is brilliant, life is getting back to normal, I'm super happy about this, I'm sure everyone is.
Yeah.
It does present us with another little issue that we haven't had since, like, March, February, whenever this all kicked off. Which is, Simo, you know, look, sometimes you get invited to these things, and for one reason or another, you just don't want to go.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, maybe you don't really like the person that much, or you've got something else on, or you just can't be bothered.
You've got something else on, like tucking yourself into bed.
Yeah, or you just can't be bothered.
Well, I'm notorious for that. Yep. Remember, I always leave early, say I'm getting fuel, and then never be seen again.
Mm-hmm. Well, Simo, I thought, you know, because for the last, 9 months or so, we've been able to go, oh, no, we can't go to the nightclub, COVID, that sort of thing. Now that all the restrictions are lifting, we have to start coming up with other...
Reasons.
Excuses, other reasons why we might just want to stay at home.
Yep.
Which is why, Simo, It is time for a top five.
Taking my segments.
I know this is your segment, but I thought this would be fun.
Top five.
Top five excuses you can use
if
you don't want to go out.
Alrighty, what do we got?
Simo, coming in at number five. Just say you're washing your hair.
Okay.
I put ridiculous amounts of gel in my hair. It takes time, you know. Mm. You can't do that.
Yeah, if you're a gent, you're not going to get away with that, I don't think.
Yeah, okay, good point. But you'll be able to get away with number four, which is just say your phone ran out of battery. Now, this involves a little bit. You've got to commit to it.
Yeah, clearly you're not talking on the phone as you say this.
If they call...
Sorry, I can't come. My phone's dead.
If they text, don't respond. Leave your phone over there. Don't go on Facebook because they'll be able to see that you've been online. Don't be on socials. You can't do any of that.
Yeah.
Then the next day, say, yeah, sorry, I was out. My phone ran out of battery.
Mm.
Sorry, I missed all your calls.
That sucks, though, not being able to use your phone for other things. Turning read receipts off, it's a lot to do.
It really is. You've got to commit to it.
Yeah.
Number three, there's less technology to commit to.
Yep.
But you still have to commit. Number three is fake a sports injury.
Nice. Crutches. If you've got a pair of crutches around the house.
I mean, you've gone to extreme lengths. I was just going to go, oh, do you want to come out to the pub? Oh, no, I can't. I went for a run. There's my hammy gone. I'm just going to stay home and rest, ice, elevate, do the other one, kind of relax.
You know, I've copped an injury. Then make sure you just, if you've got spare crutches, just take them to work the next day.
Yeah, perfect. That works.
Could do a selfie with them.
Number two, again, this will, I feel, get you out of going out and socialising. Again, very much on the drastic side of things.
Okay.
Number two, chop your arm off.
Whoa! What?
I mean, again, I don't endorse doing this, just for the record. It would get you out of going to...
Seems a bit drastic.
I mean, yeah. It's on the drastic level. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I've seen that movie. What is it? 427 hours or whatever?
Have you?
Far out.
Wait, is that what happens? Yeah, someone chops their arm off?
Spoiler alert. Yeah, he gets stuck in a rock and then he chops it off.
Okay, but...
With a paperclip, Jordan.
Okay. Well, that's different to just chopping your arm off because you don't want to go to socialise with the person.
It's different in having the right tools. Sure, it's way easier if you've got a vice and a hacksaw.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot easier than a rock and a paperclip.
Well, I mean, I don't recommend doing that, but that is a way to get out.
It's an option, I guess.
And Simo, number one.
All right, coming in, number one.
We touched on it before.
Yeah.
It is the Simo special.
Yeah, I'm so good, eh?
Say you're going to fill your car with petrol and just go home, which you have done. You've done on multiple occasions whenever we've been socialising outside.
Yeah, no, I'm running out of fuel. I won't be able to get home. I've got to go before they close.
I remember, can I tell the story?
We were
at a nightclub once and you had a friend staying with you that time. And then we all went, there's me, you, your friend, and a couple of other people. We all went out, had a rather big Saturday night.
That's right, yep.
And then it became apparent that you had just gone home. You just gone home. So your friend had to sleep on my couch.
Yep, that's it. He was doing fine. He's one of these people that can wake up anywhere and he's not particularly worried.
Okay. So he wakes up in a stranger's house.
Be free, my pretty.
I feel my other housemate who kind of got a shock and he's kind of waking up bleary-eyed going to work in the morning. He didn't come out with us and he's kind of just walking into the kitchen, just sees some random on the couch.
What happened last night?
I don't, what on earth is going on?
Why did I bring him home? What's he doing here? Yeah, so I will continue to do that, by the way. It's a good one.
Well, I mean,
the servo, there is a risk of it closing, so you should be like, "Yep, I gotta go before because otherwise I won't be able to get home, you know." So gotta get that fuel, and I'll see you when I see you in a couple of minutes on Sunday.
Couple of minutes / after the weekend.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.